Welcome to the Spiritual Roundtable, your home for conscious conversations,
where we talk about all things spirituality
and uplift the vibrations of the world.
Hey guys, I'm Paige.
I'm Sunny.
And I'm Rachel.
The overruling aspect of like the whole Cancerian like zodiac sign is that like you just want to hang on to the past. You want to hang, you're very nostalgic.
Oh, is that a thing? Numb. Okay.
Oh, in a big way. Natalie, do you agree?
Yeah, 100%. We find it, I think us Cancerians find it harder than other signs to let go, because we become attached, and we all know that attachment is like one of the worst things. Yeah.
I didn't know that that was a thing for Cancers.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense then, because yeah. And then for me, it's like total opposite. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
It's hard to detach. And I think with Cancerians as well, I mean, Rachel, I think we are huge overthinkers. Do you not think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, basically, I think that's related to the fact that we're so sensitive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys so are sensitive.
Cancer. I told you guys, I've had cancers in my life. They've been like a predominant sign in my life. Mm-hmm. Which is funny, because isn't it a thing like Sagittarius and Cancers typically don't get along?
It's not great, guys.
But I've always had Cancers in my life. Like my best friend growing up was a Cancer sign, and my son's a Cancer sign. So it's like, I love, so you know what's interesting is that I have, I'm very, like Sagittariuses are very emotional. We just don't really show it. And we don't really like go to people to ask them for help, which is why I brought up the topic this morning. That's what made me think about it, is because it's like, for me being this person, it's like, okay, when do I need to like stop acting like I'm all this like powerful thing and actually like go to people about stuff? So it's like kind of the opposite for me. Like I'm trying to figure out when to actually reach out to people and be less independent about it. Whereas like Cancers maybe are the opposite, saying like, when do I need to come to me more and not so much other people? Mm.
Yeah. I think it's a great point that you made though, about like having so many different Cancerian like friends throughout your life and stuff. I think there's really kind of strong compatibility in friendship between Sagittarius and Cancer. I mean,
look, it's like a balance.
Yeah. But I think in terms of like romance,
yeah,
I'm not sure, because like one of the biggest things is like Sagittarius is freedom. Cancer is like no freedom.
Geminis are not good for us either, for us Cancerians.
No.
Because they're a sign that love the freedom. They don't like to feel like they're held down. Whereas with us, Rachel, we would probably have our husbands in headlocks at all times. Yeah. You aren't going nowhere.
No, I think it just doesn't work, because it's like you're saying, Paige, like Sagittarius is like wants to be doing this, doing that, going here, going there, and yeah. Cancer just wants to create a lovely home.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That kind of family unit, like, you know, very, very traditional, very just kind of like the one thing, dedication, like so. Yeah, I feel like for Cancer, Natalie, Taurus is a great sign.
Yeah.
Like earthy.
Oh, yeah.
Grounded, solid.
Yeah. Is that
especially
April?
Male Taurus.
Is that April? April?
Yeah, around, yeah. So if you are a Taurus male.
Hello!
You know what's funny? I don't know. I was looking this up a while ago, like the compatibility between all the signs. And it was showing that like a Sagittarius is one that like gets the least along with people. Like that kid, I'm like, oh my God, that's horrible. But I get along with everybody. Like I love everybody. I think that, I don't know what it is, because that's a Sagittarius thing too, where like you get along with everybody because you like love talking to people. You love connecting with people.
Yeah.
But maybe we just like freak people out.
You see, you're very free. So I feel like that's why you get along with everyone, because like you're very middle ground balanced, huh?
What you guys are saying is I need another Sagittarius as my partner, right?
That might be what we're getting at. Do we know anyone athlete? Have a think.
I genuinely have no idea.
No, I don't know. We'll find out, I guess.
We can't name drop on our podcast, but yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love you guys.
I feel like you would kind of a male version of you, someone who is like just really laid back and just kind of just goes with the flow. Whereas I feel like for us Cancerians, however, I am getting a lot better at this, but I don't know about you, Rachel, but if I'm going somewhere, for example, I have to plan like everything about it, like what time I need to leave, where the local hospital is, like I need to know the finest details.
Yeah.
And the reason why I think I'm getting better with it now, though, is because I used to suffer quite a lot with anxiety. So my way of kind of like coping with the anxiety was trying to control everything to kind of keep myself, I don't know, feeling safe, I guess. But I'm definitely getting a lot better at it now, thank God, because God knows that can absolutely consume your life when you are like that.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's a bit like the human design, guys, isn't it? Because knowing where you come from and what you're innately like on the inside gives you a little bit of freedom to kind of accept yourself a bit more. So, you know, the way you, like, I know for me, like as a child, I was, and still to this day, like being told, oh, you're just too sensitive. You're just this, you're just that. And it's like typical traits of my birth chart. And once you kind of understand that you're this way for a reason, like you were born this way, it does give you a little bit of leeway to just be like, you know what, like it's actually fine that I'm this way. It's nothing I've developed over time that's wrong that I need to fix in myself or anything like that.
I think that's so important to know too, and then also to understand that there are so many different variations because they all contribute to society. Like they're all welcomed, they're all needed. And so I think, like you said, like understanding who you are and then understanding that as who you are, you contribute just as much to the world as anybody else. Yeah. And I think that that's like the biggest clicker for loving yourself is believing in that, that you do contribute to this world.
Yeah. And that we're all different within our, you know, even within our zodiac signs and birth charts as well. Because like, say for example, now you and me, Natalie, like we're both Cancer zodiac, but like, what's your moon in again? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
Were you Aries or something? I feel like that you had Aries somewhere in your placement.
Was that? I mean, even the fact that we're born in different years as well. Like I was born in 1986. When were you born?
1994.
So old. So even that'll have like a
that you're moon. A Gemini moon.
I'm a Gemini moon.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you have your north node is in Aries. So your north node, yeah, your north node actually is where you should let your life this time lead you, like the aspects of that sign. Is what you should be striving for to reach towards. Like my north node is in Aquarius, which means that I'm this lifetime am supposed to be focusing on like humanity and community and togetherness and working with people.
I always think of Aquarius as being like the rock star. Like so many like famous rock star people are Aquarius, like really standalone, cool, outspoken, totally different kind of people.
Yeah, they're very like their own individual person and very like and comfortable in being that individual person, which I can see. I can see Natalie, like I can see parts of your personality that so fit that too. So it's
really
interesting.
My north node is in Scorpio, which I take to mean that I just have to be sexy. I am becoming sexy.
Rachel.
No,
your lifetime focus.
that's my mission in life. No, because it's still a water sign. So Cancer, but you see, Cancer is like the stay-at-home mom, like the cooks all the meals, like the traditional like 1950s housewife. Is that what that's what they portray Cancer as being like, even to this day? But then Scorpio has it's a little bit of a sting in its tail, you know.
Rachel, you're like, yeah,
I'm just saying.
It's you have like this interesting balance that's trying to be played out this time. That's so funny. That's really, do you know what your self node is in?
Taurus. Yeah.
Taurus. So that's where you have excelled in previous lifetimes.
So yeah. So that's supposed to be like all the stability in terms of material stability. Yeah. So like came from, you know, kind of financial wealth, you know, secure family, good house, all that kind of thing. Yeah. Material possession. So.
So you
think I'm with you, Paige, because North Node in Aries, it says these natives are fighting against the world. That is definitely me.
That's what I'm saying. Like there's parts of you that I can see, like I can see personality characteristics in you that are pushing towards that Aries quality in your life.
Yeah. I think Aries are generally quite kind of go-getters. They kind of know what they want and they go for it. They've got quite what's the word, that charging kind of energy going on.
Oh yeah, they're the first fire sign, and I think the first sign of the zodiac in general. So they're very like initiator. Like, so how do you find balance between giving yourself encouragement and reassurance and validation, and then also being human and leaning on the connection with others to help you through hard times? How do you guys find that balance? I think it's, and this could go back to the zodiac thing too. I think different signs probably handle this a little differently.
Yeah. Like I will say this is something this balance has been like one of my biggest like learning curves, I think, and like biggest lessons throughout my life. I do think it's related to the zodiac because I am very Cancerian. I'm very true to my sun sign. And you know, that is coming along with the territory of being very sensitive, being very kind of being hurt easily by words, by actions, being very loving, but also being moody and having that like kind of tough exterior and a bit up and down, a bit temperamental. And yeah, like for the longest time, I did reach out to like, say, friends and family and ask their advice. What do you think of this? How do I handle this situation? How do I make myself feel better? What do I do? And I don't know, I suppose you do realize over time, once you start questioning yourself as to why you're doing that, it does come from a lack of self-trust and understanding yourself, and even just getting comfortable with sitting in your own independence. Because I never did that. And I think I gave much more value to other voices outside of my own. Like I just didn't trust myself. I would always ask someone else's opinion. Yeah. What do you guys think?
It's kind of the society that we're raised in, the programming that we kind of go through as well. Like we are taught from such a young age to place value and look at anything external for our own happiness. And we've got this kind of thing going on where we say, oh, when I've got this, I'll be happy. When I've done this, I'll be happy. And I do feel like it is down to the programming. We are taught to look at anything else but ourselves for our happiness and for our validation. And I think this is one of the reasons why we do find it difficult to trust ourselves. I struggle with it. And I feel like I always need other people's opinions to validate what I'm thinking. And we really don't, like, we have all the answers, and it is about trusting ourselves. But don't you think like it has to start kind of small? Like you have to start trusting yourself on a small level with the smaller decisions rather than the big ones. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely think it's just the way that we're programmed.
So the situation that I'm specifically talking about is really when, which you're right, there's the aspect of your personality and the aspect of our social conditioning and programming. But it's like, when do you, like, for me, very opposite from you guys, I handle my emotions and I figure stuff out on my own all the time. And I don't necessarily Like, it's got to be a big thing in me to, first of all, trust you if I'm coming to you about something, more on the emotional sense. But also it's got to be like it's got to be something that's like really weighing on me for me to go external. So it's like when, and not saying that that's the correct way to do it. That's why, like, I'm bringing up this question is, and I think it's going to be different for everybody, but like, what things can you see in yourself and know in your knowing to understand that just because I'm having a bad day and I want some comfort from a friend or a family member, or a loved one, doesn't mean that I haven't given it to myself, to me within also. Like, where do you have that balance and that knowing that, like, you're giving it to yourself enough, and you know that within yourself, but you just want some extra comfort from someone close to you. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think it's like, I don't know, like knowing the answer anyway? So when you are going to a friend or whatever, you're not going for the answer. You go in just as like a bit of support. So I think if, as long as you're kind of like strong and you feel confident in what you're feeling and where you need to move forward, then I think it's fine to go external, because you're not kind of looking for the answer in somebody else, because you already know it yourself. You just want someone to talk things through with you. Is that where you're going with this?
So that's the thing though, also, is that when you go to people and you ask a question or you ask for advice or you're asking something, it's like, deep down, you even know you want them to say a specific answer already.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. You're looking for the feeling. You're not looking for their words, really.
Yeah.
And sorry.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, like, so my overall question is like, you know yourself, you give yourself love, you give yourself all of this building up, like, we've worked on ourselves, like, we can provide, like, when you're going through a hard time, you can fix your shit yourself, like, you're good. But then, so that's the spiritual side of it. So bringing in the human dynamic, how do we make sure that we're connecting with other people and not just being so within us, like, we're still opening up to people and like coming to them when we're having a hard time?
So I think it's, for me, I can see it as being just about like, what is a healthy feeling relationship that you have with the person that you're reaching out to in those moments. Because, you know, think about it this way, if you keep reaching out to, say, your best friend, and you, like, you're so, so close and you love each other and you're 100% there for each other, but if you're constantly reaching out to them and leaning on them to make you feel better, then there's going to, cracks are going to form in that, because that relationship is no longer about growing together and being balanced together and helping each other. Now it's just, you know, one outweighs the other.
Yeah.
And I think it's to have that awareness within yourself, like, what is my intention behind reaching out to this person? Is it like only to make myself feel better, like get that kind of gratuitous feeling in the moment? Or is this because this is a healthy connection in my life where I know that I can go and express myself fully and they can do the same, and it's something where growth can occur in a healthy way? I think it's different, like, sometimes, because I think, you know, it's like what Natalie was saying earlier, you kind of know what you want them to say, you know what you expect. And so you're not actually, a lot of that time, you're not really reaching out for anything outside of just wanting to feel better. And, you know, but like, there's time and place for that as well. Sometimes we just do need to reach out to feel better. Like, we're all human.
Yeah. That's the thing of it, is that I was trying to like get to is, I think, which, thank you for that. You totally grasped what I was trying to ask. So that was,
I'm not sure if I did, but
no, you did. I think that, so the point of why I wanted to bring this up is to say that when you're going through hard times, it can be very easy to lean on other people because you want that safety and you want that comfort. It's just the human in us that wants to lean and like have people around you to feel safe during a hard moment. which that's okay. And that's the balance that you have to find, is getting yourself to a safe spot, knowing that you are safe, that you are okay, that everything's all right, everything will be okay, and that you're still on the right path and you're still happy and you're still whole during that hard time. And also balancing, though, being okay going to a friend or partner or someone in your life and being like, this is what's going on in my world. This is what's freaking me out. This is what's happening. Like, this is how I'm feeling. What do you think? And genuinely asking for their opinion and advice, not in a way that like you need it to build yourself up, but in a way of like just thinking through the situation through even just a dialogue. Like having a dialogue with somebody and talking about it can help you realize things maybe you didn't realize before. So that's the thing that I struggle with, that I'm trying to reach, is not going so inward and being like, oh, Paige is good, let's move on. Like I do that. And so I'm trying to understand, like, for me, it is comforting, like, to come to you guys about certain things that I've talked to you about. Like coming to you guys about those things and having you guys like just like people that have your back, like no matter what you guys tell me, even if it's the complete opposite of what I'm thinking, like I know you guys have my back and like you have my best interest. And I think that that's super important to realize too, when you're reaching out to people, is the ones who truly have your best interest.
Yeah, absolutely. That's key, isn't it? Like making sure that you, when you are speaking to people, that they are people that do 100% have your back. They're not people that, you know, are secretly hating things about you, or they want to see you kind of not do well. They have to be people that you trust. But I also think that when you do speak to other people, sometimes it's not necessarily for their opinion or validation. Sometimes it's just to see a different perspective.
Yeah.
Because you might think this way about a situation, and then someone else might come and be like, Natalie, have you actually thought of it in this way? And I feel like I talk about this a lot, but everything is perspective. Whatever situation we're in, I feel like it's so important to kind of like zone out and look at things objectively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know? I think having people in your life that can help you do that. And it's people who are going to be truthful with you too. Like, it's easy to have like a friend or be a friend. Like, it doesn't matter. It could go both ways where you're like, oh yeah, you're fine. Like, you're good, girl. Like you, like if it's like a breakup or something, like, oh, screw him and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's easy to be that friend. But what's difficult is to be the person who actually like speaks the truth. Be like, well, I think you need to look at how you acted when this happened, or I think you need to calm down a little bit and like focus on yourself right now.
Yes. You're not coming back.
How do you guys do this? Like as a Cancer, because like we said, it's a little bit opposite where you like lean on other people a lot because you have a lot of emotions to try to get out. Like, how do you find that balance for yourself?
Coming from someone who just reached out to other people 100% of the time when any situation was going down, I now only feel comfortable if I know that I've built myself up to be like 70-80% standalone, strong in myself, sure of myself, confident in myself, independent. I could be an island kind of thing. I actually had to purposefully go down that route and build that up, like this different type of identity, because I don't know. I think after a while, because I leaned on other people so much, I felt weak within myself.
Yeah.
You think it has no kind of knock-on effect, but it does, because after a while you're like, wow, like I don't have any feeling of strength within me. I don't really trust my own decisions. I don't know where to go or what to do without that person telling me if it's okay and giving me that kind of validation. And you externalize everything. And then all of a sudden you're left with feeling depleted and you're like, okay, where do I go from here now? Because you won't always have people around you who are kind of, you know, they're saying different things to what you want to hear. So there's conflict there. And then it's like, what do you do then? And
It can create so much noise in your head as well. And this is one thing that I used to do a lot a couple of years ago. I'd have a situation and I would tell everybody about it. I would tell all my different friends.
Same.
They would all have a different perspective. and it would leave me feeling so much more confused. Like, so confused. I'd be like, I really don't know what to do. Like, it was literally like an overload. Yeah. Whereas now, I'm a lot more reserved.
Yeah, like, we have to understand, and it's all what we've talked about is just, like, watching yourself and watching how you feel. Like, yeah. I feel like you can kind of, if you're really listening to your body, there's such a different feeling in your heart and in your chest when you're going to somebody really hoping for them to lift you up and like make you feel better. Like, it's almost this sense of like longing, like that type of like longing feeling, like in your soul, like you're really like hopeful that they will fill you up. You're really longing for that love that you aren't feeling within you. Like, it's a totally different feeling than a feeling going to someone in a, like a more healthier state, being like, oh yeah, like I know who the fuck I am, but can we talk about this for a little bit? Like, it's still, it's such a different feeling going and knowing like, I am good. I know I'm safe. I know these are just emotions. I know this is just happening because it's a temporary experience. I'm good. But holy shit, can you guys believe this is happening? Like, it's a totally different feeling. And I think that that's like where we need to pay attention to, which is really weird for me because I like, this is a recent switch for me because I'm more so about like the logic and the mind and like the science behind stuff. But you really have to pay attention to the feeling as you approach any situation. That feeling will show you what your intention is behind that action.
Just to link it all back to the beginning of this conversation as well, I think what makes this so interesting is this whole Sagittarius Cancer dynamic that we have going on just between the three of us. Cause like the more we talk, the more I'm like, wow, we're opposite.
Yeah.
We're so opposite. Like, and I think every day I'm almost like striving to be a little bit more like the Sagittarius sign. Cause to me, that's freedom. Do you know, because it's like the things that are holding me back, I feel like, you know, you have an opposition that's like abundance, you know, that type of feeling. And I would just love to be like that. It just sounds,
it's so
amazing.
It's, so I'll tell you, it is a good thing. It's a good thing that it's so easy for me to change. Like, change is just natural to a Sagittarius. Because we don't like that attachment. We like freedom. what's negative, like, because there's always like the positive side of a characteristic and then like the more negative side. So what the negative side of it is that it's like, am I going too much? Like, have I like grounded myself at all?
I take that any day though over being overly attached to things. Like, it's okay. If you think about it, like in all the really difficult situations of life, you know, when you go through breakups, loss of people in general, you know, big changes in your life, like we hate change, and we go like things, losing people, even if they're meant to go, so difficult.
Oh, it like, is.
Things are so painful to us. So I just think if I was to sacrifice, you know, feeling like, oh, I am a little bit like detached from you, should I open up more? I totally would, because I feel like we just go through some heavy things.
That's the thing, is like, it's like, I care about people deeply, deeply care about people in my life, but I can be like very, like, I don't know, just like in my own world, because I'm just like off doing so many different things. Like, you have to, like, as Sagittarius, having that, you have to really check yourself in your relationships, because it can be easy to just like be like, oh, like off in this little world.
Whereas we're like,
yeah,
I'm surprised.
It's and in the work life, like recently, like my recent decision to make some changes, like, because I just am so easy to like be like, yeah, change, okay, cool. It's like, but are you, it's, you wonder, am I making the right choice all the time? I think that that's what I'm trying to get to, is that you're wondering, as a Sagittarius, you're wondering if you're making the right choice all the time, because you are changing so much. So I guess that's where I would recap that. So it's an interesting one. I want to be like, I think in my life, I'm looking for what you guys bring, which is like that, like just real emotional, like connection, which I have.
Yeah, but you know,
but it's not as like floodgates open to the emotional event.
Yeah, you want Pisces. You don't want Cancer. You want okay. Pisces. So
Pisces, my daughter is a Pisces and she is the most emotional, sensitive person you would ever meet. She's way more sensitive than me. But I was just thinking, Rachel, don't you think with us Cancerians, like we can sometimes have a very intense energy about us? And she's laughing because she knows it's true. Like we can be really full on and intense, can't we? Like,
Natalie, you calling me out, girl?
It's because you know, this is what's funny though, is that it's because it's the emotion that's driving you guys. Whereas I'm really intense because I'm the fire sign. Like I'm ready to go like at any second.
I was just going to say that like with the Cancer zodiac, it's all or nothing. So that's another big difference. Like the more we're talking about this, the more I'm like, wow, these two signs are just crazy opposite. Like that's why we're intense, I think.
Astrology does not determine who you are and what your life can be.
Yeah.
Yes, it plays a role. And I think there's a lot of truth to it, but ultimately we are powerful enough to not let those things really determine our life. And we can determine our life. Basically, just getting to the whole point is getting to the point where you know that you are filling up your own cup before seeking outside connection regarding a difficult situation. So go ahead and let us know, guys, if you believe that your zodiac placements impact how you go inwards and look for answers or look for your answers externally. Let us know on the Instagram. And thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. We cannot wait to meet with you next week.